I'll become a monk. 15, 20 years later, I'll be Dalai Lama. There's nothing in between. Now, what this is a disease that they say. Once you get this disease of thinking big, then you cannot, no matter what you do, you cannot think small. So that is one thing, because I've read Warren Buffett and I've read Bill Gates and Ambani and Rich Dad, Poor Dad and Robert Kiyosaki and all of that. Because of that, I automatically started thinking big. That was one problem with me. And second is, because of 3 years of continuously talking. So this MLM guy used to portray me like, this is a 16-year-old guy. He has made 80,000 rupees and is a luck pati in 16 years and all of that. And I used to get a chance to speak on stage, like a testimony that I gave. So in these 3 years, because I was every week I was talking on stage, that helped me develop the skill of public speaking. And I was not nervous every time that I was on stage. And then because there were all people who are supporting and cheering me, the fear of public speaking kept on becoming less and less. But then, of course, this is true that after the 10th standard thing that happened, that the fear, the self-confidence was very, very low. So initially when I went to college, for the first 3-4 months, I was a very normal and very quiet student. Because I knew that I am not a very scholar guy as such, so I did not used to speak too much. I had very 1-2 friends, that is what I had. And what happened is, one day a notice came into